Hi, and welcome to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we talk with patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals and do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Olympic triathlete Kevin McDowell has pushed his body to the limit in more than just athletics. He was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma at a young age, a diagnosis that interrupted his training, and dealt with both physical and emotional repercussions for years after. In this episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast, McDowell discusses his cancer journey and shares some insight on his experiences at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
I'm Kevin McDowell. I do triathlon. Professional triathlete, and I grew up in Geneva, Illinois, but now I base in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
So how and when did you start doing triathlons?
Yeah, so I actually did my first triathlon when I was 10, and then shortly after that, I realized how much I liked it, and I joined a kids team the following year and kind of been hooked since then. So things just progressed from there.
Can you tell me a little bit about your cancer journey? So how did you come to receive your diagnosis and what was treatment like?
Yeah, so I was 18 and it was my final year in the junior category. The year before, I had been third in the world. So this was my final year. My goal was to win the junior world title that year. I actually, that winter, was training pretty hard and came out and did my first professional race just to see how things were at the next level to prepare me then for when I was racing the best in the world for the junior category. And I went there, surpassed all expectations, was really excited with where I was at. I went home, my mom's a nurse, and I was excited telling her how the race went. And she saw I was wearing a big t-shirt that day. So she saw my neck, this lump in my neck, and she kind of didn't like how it looked. So she took me in the next day. I got scans done, a lot of things done. And the following day, then my parents broke the news that it was cancer. So there were tumors. So that was a tumor in my neck. And then I had a few tumors in my chest as well. And then 2 days later, after we went in and did a biopsy, we learned it was Hodgkin's lymphoma. So then that year, I actually, instead of working toward my goal of winning junior worlds, it's changed to beating cancer. So I actually underwent 6 months of chemotherapy and beat cancer. And so now I'm 10 years out and cancer free. So
that's great to hear that you're cancer free. We always love hearing that. So how did your life change from being an athlete to being a patient with cancer?
In some ways, I feel like me being an athlete actually helped me going through my battle with cancer, because it actually was such a goal-oriented person and knew the discipline and how it works to be an athlete. So I kind of changed my mindset from my goal of being that year to win the junior world title, switched to winning, beating cancer. So my goal then was, how do I get the best out of myself to beat cancer? What do I need to do? So what do the doctors tell me to do? What other ends of stuff do I need to do? I need to be the best at beating cancer. So I kind of changed that mindset. I was pretty disciplined at times, but I also had a pretty good balance. I definitely pushed boundaries at time of what I was doing from like a activity standpoint, but I think because I was so healthy going in and I already had such good habits on eating healthy, sleeping well, and all these other little things, I think it helped me get through my treatment a bit better than even some of my doctors might have thought.
Absolutely. So how was it getting back to competing after your cancer treatment? How was that bounce back?
Yeah, so I came back very quick, and I actually was surprised at how fast I was actually improving back and getting back to fitness, but it was short-lived, because actually what had happened was I was not fully prepared, like fully healthy yet to actually get back into high training. I mean, I'd gone through 6 months of intense chemotherapy. It had took a huge toll on my body, more than I even realized at the time, and it actually took me many years to realize like exactly what that toll was. So I would come back and I'd do maybe one race really good, and then my body would break down, and then I'd return and then do it again. And in 2013, actually 2 years after my treatment, I almost stepped away completely from the sport and was like, I can't do this anymore. My body kept breaking down. I wasn't right. And so I actually put a focus on school and took 5 months away from the sport and just did a little bit of activity, but nothing that was considered training. And then 5 months after, I was kind of like, hey, I actually want to maybe give another go at this triathlon thing. I'm a lot healthier. Because one thing we learned was that through chemotherapy and stuff, it can really mess all your hormones and everything. So my testosterone was like zero, like everything was really messed up for a bit. Cause I just never let myself heal normally and put on the weight after I finished my chemo. So what I should have done is taken a break heal, put the weight back on, let my body really regenerate and recover instead of going into this intense elite training. So I never allowed my body to recover. So in those 5 months, I definitely allowed my body to recover a bit more, improved a lot on like from a health standpoint. But then it was still, I was actually then returning and doing better, but it was still kind of hit or miss a bit. And then I'd say it was 2017, 2018, actually like my body fully came full circle and I hit kind of a little bit of a growth spurt. It's like I finished my puberty at 26 because it's like I was back onto like where my weight was actually more of a stable situation. My hormones are back in check and everything had come full circle and balance that I actually then put on about 5 kilos of muscle mass. I put on, I grew half an inch or in it. So it was just kind of like a complete thing. Cause I mean, one thing that happened was when I went through my chemo, I was 18, finishing puberty and growth is a big time. So I think that delayed everything quite a bit for me.
Definitely. So you talked about your treatment. Can you compare your treatment to like competing in the Olympics almost? Did you get any of the same type of feelings between either? Like maybe when you were told you survived cancer and then you were told you qualified for the Olympics, what were those feelings there?
Yeah, I mean, they're both in some ways you can intertwine them, in other ways not. Like I'd say, obviously, one of the big goals once I got cancer was to beat cancer. And it was one of those like, yeah, I spent 6 months fighting it and beating it. But then it still took, you know, it's 5 years until you're in full remission and you're considered cured. So it's kind of like you achieve the first goal, but then you're still going. And then you get that word, you're still cancer free 5 years out and then 10 years out. Those are huge markings to hit. And so that was a pretty big deal hitting that. And then to translate it to like the Olympics, it's been a childhood goal of mine. So when I actually qualified and made the team, that was a huge moment for me, very excited. And then I was excited to go to the games. Not only then it was extra special because I really wanted to go to the games, but I just wanted to attend them. I wanted to compete. So then to be able to go there and have performances like I did was just even more special in a situation like that. So
definitely. So you had one of like the best showing for a US male triathlete. And then also you received the silver medal for the mixed relay. Can you talk about how you feel about that and what kind of message that sends to other survivors?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still kind of absorbing what I actually did. I mean, obviously the goal is always you want to go there and do as best you can. And I didn't quite have the expectations on that in the individual race. So when I got sixth, I was pretty excited about that. I never went in thinking like, oh, this is a number that I want to get. I want to just focus on the process and then the results will come. And then coming away with the silver with our mixed team relay was especially special as well. And I think there's a one thing to get away from it is don't set limits on yourself. So really throughout that, I definitely in the early stages was like, should I be running with these people in this individual race? Like I've never been running with these top guys before. Like normally I'm probably in the 10 to 20th range kind of area. And I was like, no, let's go. It's like, this is the Olympic Games. Let's take a risk. Let's roll with it. And don't overthink it. So I had to turn my brain off to not overthink things. And so when I did that, I actually then was running in new territory. And that's what I think carried me into sixth. And in a situation where at one point I was definitely like still running up in the medal position, which like I'd never envisioned at that point. So I think one big thing is just not setting limits on yourself within a race and just roll with it when you have good feelings on stuff and just like don't set boundaries and all that. And I think that's actually what helped me then in the mixed team relay, not be afraid of who I was going against. I mean, in my leg, I was going against one of the best triathletes in history with Jonathan Brownlee. And I wasn't afraid of him on the race course. And the old me might have been, but I was like, let's see what we can do. I'm excited to compete against him and give it to him in a way. And I think that mindset helped a lot.
You just competed. So how was that? How were you feeling during all that?
So going into the Olympics, I really wanted it to be, my motto was no regrets. I wanted to go into these games and have no regrets. I wanted to go in and experience the whole thing from the buildup that I had once I was named to the team, enjoy the whole process of the final bit of training into the games. When I'm at the games, enjoy the team atmosphere that I'm with, the guys that are qualified with, and like all the staff and the 5 other athletes that were there, plus just meeting other athletes and the village experience. And then also then I just didn't want to go there and be locked and zoned in on an outcome, but I wanted the outcome just to follow based on just having fun with things. And I think that's why I had such a good result and such positive experiences where it's kind of like if you would script how I'd want envision Olympic Games to go in a perfect world, it was almost like that. I mean, sure, it would have been nice if we won the gold medal in the relay and I had medaled in the individual race. But I, from an experience standpoint, I feel like in a way I won. I was like having the time of my life over there with just a lot of different people. I came away meeting a lot of cool different people from different sports, new friends that now I'm talking with more. And it's just definitely an experience that will definitely carry me on for a very long time. And I'm still kind of don't fully understand what I just did and what I just went through and what I experienced, but I think it'll happen more through these next weeks and months and stuff. So
absolutely. It'll take some time to settle in probably. Yeah. So what's one thing that you didn't know about yourself before cancer that you know about yourself now?
I mean, I've always been a tough child in the sense of like, I'm pretty stubborn and I know what I want and I'll go after it. But I think one thing now at this point I've learned about myself is in the motto of just like, I never gave up and I was just committed into that grind and I can be pretty gritty and I can be just kind of that relentless pursuit. Cause I mean, there were multiple times where I literally about walked away from the sport, walked away from other things. I just didn't think I'd be able to do it. So then to be able to just like, actually pull it off and not just pull it off, but have a performance in the games as well, just showed kind of put me in where it's like, okay, like, man, I'm glad I didn't step away from the sport or quit at a certain time. And I think that mindset is kind of what helped carry me through cancer as well. It's just like looking into the positives and not just the negatives at what can't, not like that whole mindset really helped carry me as well through it all. So I think that's one thing I've learned. And I think one thing I've learned through all this time too is I just am finally finding what I love to do and the passion and just the whole passion I am, not just about sport, but also now like giving back in the cancer community and getting more involved in everything and that side of things. And I just feel like I have so much more to give and I'm just tapping into my what I've got ahead of me.
You've survived cancer, you've competed in the Olympics, you've accomplished all this. What are you up to now and what's next?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly think these Olympic Games just opened my mind to like what I actually am capable of, where now I'm like, you know, I can actually truly make it in this sport. And it's not just a fluke that I was just selected for the team, because it was controversial why I was selected. Like some people definitely questioned my selection to the team, but it was nice to be able to go there and show them why I was selected and prove not just to them, but to myself too. So I'm definitely going to be going for 2024 Olympics and like to go there. I mean, yeah, I'd love to like be in a position where I'm actually going for a medal, but I don't want to stress on outcome because I think that's also what helped me have such a good result on this last one. So I'm honestly wanting to just enjoy the ride and the environment. And I'm kind of making things more stable because one cool thing for me this year is I made some changes in my coaching and my environment as a whole to where it's like I'm more home based in Colorado Springs where my whole family is. I'm creating a lot more friends and I'm actually having a much better balance in my life than just straight up triathlon where I'm still focused at times. And sometimes you do have to make those hard sacrifices. You're not going out with friends or doing this, but I've had such a balance that I'm like, you know, even if I stepped away from the sport right now, there's not much I'd change in my life. I mean, sure, I'd have to go and get a real job and do that part. But outside of that, I wouldn't change how I'm living things or where I'm based. So it's pretty cool to see I produce that result with not feeling like I've made too many sacrifices that a lot of athletes actually will make going to the games. And I think, yeah, I want to keep improving myself in the World Triathlon Series and play one day beyond like a podium there. And I think just keep raising the bar for the men's side of USA Triathlon as well. The women are so well, like highly established. And I think us men are just starting to knock on the door more. And I think these games have displayed that between myself and Morgan Pearson and even just others. So I'm excited about that. And then I think after that, I really want to keep getting involved more in the cancer side of things. So with charities and events and more just maybe some speaking events and just really becoming a voice and use this platform that I've got to show that there's no limits on things and you can do a lot that you don't even realize that is possible at times, or you may put a, like I said, like set limits on yourself, but there's actually, you can, if you open your mind to new opportunities, there's a lot more out there than you even realize.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.